so happy to be here to share this hour of worship with you.
好高興喺度同大家分享神嘅信息。
Even though I don't understand too much Cantonese, make me feel really, really happy and warm, like I was going back home again.
雖然我唔係好明白廣東話，但係好似翻到屋企咁，好親切。
I'm so glad Michael is going to translate whatever I'm going to say today. Thank you, Michael.
我都會幫牧師翻譯嘅。
Before I start, I want to introduce my wife, Nancy. We've been married 58 years.
我想介紹下師母，我哋結咗婚58週年啦，已經。
And we have three children, six grandchildren, and two great granddaughters.
三個小朋友，六個孫，仲有兩個曾孫。
I'm so glad to see some of my old friends. Some of you have been here as long as I am. And hopefully that we enjoy this hour together.
我就見到一啲老朋友，同我一樣，已經喺呢個教會好耐啦。
I was praying for many days as what to share with you this morning.
我禱告咗好耐，今日應該點同大家分享啲咩咧
？It came to mind that I would like to share with you a message from John 3:16.
我諗咗好耐，就準備同大家分享嘅係約翰福音三章十六節。
Because it's such a short passage, it only has 26 words.
呢段經文好短，只有26個字。
But it contains so much spiritual truth about who God is, how much He loves us.
呢個經文裡面隱藏咗好多福音嘅精華，係神嘅真理。
That's why I titled it "Gospel in a Nutshell."
所以我今日嘅講題係約翰福音三章十六節係福音嘅精華。
So as we begin today,
我哋開始嘅時候
，I want to talk to you about what.The John 3:16 is about.
我要講一下，約翰福音三章十六節到底係啲咩咧
？And that I believe I lost one of my page. I believe that John 3:16 is the most beloved Bible verse by all Christians.
約翰福音三章十六節係好多好基督徒都好中意嘅一段經文。
The reason is clear.
原因很簡單
because the greatest fear in life is death.
人最大的恐懼就是死亡
And not because we're afraid of dying.
不是因為我們怕死
But we don't know what's going to happen to us the last when we take our last breath.
最大的恐懼就是我們呼吸最後一口氣之後，究竟去什麼地方我們都不知道
Would there be more life?
究竟有沒有生命咧，死亡之後。
If there is, what is going to be like?
如果有嘅話，究竟係點嘅咧
？And where are we going to be?
究竟我哋會去到邊度咧
？So out of all the fear of death,
所有恐懼死亡之後
，the word in John 3:16,
約翰福音三章十六節
，give us the comfort and assurance.
俾我哋一啲肯定。
There is a hope.Of possibility of life after this life.
俾我哋肯定係死，我哋喺死亡之後有永永生。
But this morning, I want you to know.
今天早上，我哋要大家知道嘅係。
Before you leave here.
你離開呢度之前。
I want you to know without any doubt and be confident.
我要你完全肯定，充滿信心嘅。
That the promise in John 3:16.
神在約翰福音三章十六節裡面的應許
It's more than a possibility.
不是一個機會或者
It is a reality.
是一個真實的肯定
So, another important factor I want you to know about John 3:16.
另外一個很重要的重點我想大家去注意的就是
Because it is Jesus himself who said this word.
是耶穌基督自己本人說的這句
It was a part of a conversation that he had with a man named Nicodemus.
是他同一個大祭司尼哥底母其中一人對話之中講到嘅。
Nicodemus was a Pharisee.
尼哥底母係一個祭司。
A teacher of the law.
佢係教一啲律法嘅。
A member of the Jewish council.
佢係猶太教會裡面嘅一個成員。
But he knew there's something different about Jesus.
他知道耶穌講道係有同佢哋嘅教導有啲唔同。
So he came to see Jesus at night.
所以佢夜晚就偷偷嚟見耶穌。
And he said to Jesus.
佢就同耶穌咁講。
He's a paraphrase. Rabbi, I know that you are someone special because no one who can do all those miracles unless he is from God.
他就跟耶稣这么说，拉比，我知道你是跟其他人不同的，因为你可以 在地上做这些神迹奇事都是从神而来的。
There is something in Nicodemus' mind he wants to ask Jesus.
在尼哥底母心里面有一句问题。
But before he asked the question, Jesus already knew what he was going to ask.
但是他未问之前，耶稣已经知道他想问什么了。
So Jesus replied,
耶稣就回答他。
He said, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he's born again.
耶稣就跟他说，没人可以见到神的国，除非他重生。
What was Jesus talking about?
到底耶稣在说什么呢？
First of all, the kingdom of God is mean where God is.
神的国就是神在里面的地方。
To see the kingdom of God, this means able to be there with God or able to have the ability to understand who God is and what he's all about.
是去到神的国就要明白他神的话语和知道他肯定他的存在。
And Jesus said that no one can be with God where God is unless he's born again.
他就跟他说，没人可以跟神同在，除非他是重生。
The word born means regenerated.
重生就是重新去创造的意思。
Born again to make a new.
重生就是要创造一些新的东
西。Not just fix it over a problem, but born anew.
不是只是去修补一些东西，是重新去新。
In fact, it means that we have to completely make over inside out.
重生的意思就是由内到外重新去建立的意思。
How is it going to be done?
究竟怎么做呢？
God told us in Ezekiel 36, verse 26.
在以赛亚书三章三十六节，这么说。
It says, in the future, I'm going to put a new heart and new spirit into my people.
他会将新的心和灵放在人心里面。
I'm going to take out the heart of stone that is cold, immutable, disobedient to God.
他要将人心里面所有的硬心和土神喜悦都拿走。
Put in them a heart of flesh, meaning alive and warm, moldable, capable to follow God's instructions.
他要放一个顺服的心在我们人里面。
And what's going to happen?
那会什么事发生呢？
When you accept Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, instantly you have that new nature.
当你接受了耶稣基督重生之后，你就会有一个新的体验。
So, in other words, unless a person is completely made over, he will not be able to see Jesus Christ, I mean see God in person.
如果人冇重生嘅话，就冇办法去到神嘅国里面。
But Nicodemus still didn't understand how it's going to work.
但系尼哥底母仲系唔好明白究竟点样做咯。
So Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ explained to Nicodemus in verse 8.
所以耶稣基督就喺第八章第八节嗰度就同佢讲啦。
He used a metaphor how the wind works.
佢用喺风点嚟。
The wind is a blow wherever it please. You hear the sound, but you do not see the wind itself.
在第八节里面讲，风随着意思吹，你听见风响声，却不晓得从哪里来。
So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit.
就是人从神里面的重生，是从神的灵里面。
You see the Greek word of what about the wind and the spirit? The same word, pneuma.
在希列文里面，灵和风都是同一个字，是 Wilma。
What Jesus saying that your spiritual birth is the work of the Holy Spirit. We don't understand it, we don't see it, but God make it happen.
人点重生其实是很难解释的，但是呢，是只有神可以明白。
So toward the end of the conversation,
在讲到最尾的时候，
and Jesus kind of summarized what he has in mind.
咁耶稣就总结了，
saying,For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, and whoever believes in Him shall not be perished, but have eternal life.
咁就神就用呢句：神爱世人，甚至将他独生子献给
他们。So let's begin the message, but take a look what Jesus is talking about.
我哋就睇下耶稣讲啲乜啦。
First of all, what Jesus saying in verse 3:16.
究竟耶稣喺三章六十六节里面想讲啲咩咧？
The most common perception of John 3:16 is that whoever believes in Jesus will live forever.
最简单来讲，信耶稣得永生。
Certainly, it has an implication.
咁当然系一个事实。
But let me ask you a question today.
我问下大家一个问题。
Will you be happy if you're going to live forever with the life that you have today?
如果大家得到永生，但是用而家嘅生命，你哋会高兴吗
？Imagine that you're real rich。
想下你如果你好有钱
，You can eat anything you want。
你食乜都得
，Do anything you like。
做乜都得
，Wouldn't it get kind of old and boring after 100 years？
做翻百零年，你都會覺得好厭啦。
Life will become meaningless and purposeless。
生命會覺得好冇意義。
And what happens if you're poor？
如果你係窮嘅又點咧？
You would be burdened down with worry, all those things forever。
你成日都擔心憂柴憂米，咁就永遠都擔心。
What happens if you're sick？
如果你病又點咧
？Can you imagine you get pain and ache and sick? There's no end to it。
如果你又痛又唔舒服，成永遠都係咁，又點咧？
No, Jesus promised us more than just living forever, much, much more.
耶穌答應我哋嘅係好多，除咗呢啲之外，仲有好多好多。
There are two specific promises Jesus made for us in John 3:16.
有兩個係應許神喺呢段經文裡面係答應我哋嘅。
The first one is that if you believe in Him, you shall not perish.
如果你信靠佢嘅話，就唔會被滅亡。
What the word perish mean?
滅亡係咩意思咧
？It not just simply disappear.
唔係淨係消失嘅意思。
This means will be destroyed violently.
係被毀滅，係好猛烈嘅被毀滅。
And we can see a picture of this in Revelation 20 verse 11, 15.
如果喺啟示錄裏面第二十章第十一節，你可以睇到係好毀滅嘅。
He say in the end time there's going to be a judgment. That Jesus is going to sit in the white throne. That's why the Christian call it.The Great White Throne Judgment.
喺啟示錄裏面講到白色大寶座，耶穌喺站在喺寶座上面係審判世人嘅。
He said all the dead, great and small, will be raised up and be standing in front of the Great White Throne for judgment.
所有人都會在喺白色大寶座面前受審，大嘅、老嘅、細嘅都會係咁。
This word dead mean more than physical death, but also spiritually.
不是只是身体的死亡，是灵的死亡。
He said many books will be opened.
本生命册会打开。
This book recording everything these people ever done, good or bad.
生命册里面会记录我们做的所有一切好跟不好的事都会在里面。
They will be judged according what they have done.
我们会根据我们所行的事来到受到审判。
But that's good news.
但有个好消息。
There's another book called The Book of Life.
另一本書就係《生命冊》。
Those who believe and accept Jesus to be their Lord and Savior, their name will be in the book of life.
嗰啲信耶穌基督嘅就會喺《生命冊》裏面嘅，就可以得到永生。
They will not have to stand before the white throne for judgment.
佢哋唔需要喺白色大寶座面前受審。
So what happened to those people being judged?
嗰啲被審嘅又點咧
？He said, verse 15, if anyone's name was not found in the book of life, they'd be thrown into the lake of fire along with all other bad.People forever.
如果啲人喺生命册里面冇名嘅咧，就会被掉去火湖里面，受到永远嘅死亡。
So I want you to know, everybody will be resurrected to live forever.
所以每一个人都会被复活到永生。
So all depend who are you going to spend eternity with.
只不过系你嘅永生系喺边度去享用。
If your name written in the book of life, you'll be with God.
如果你在生命册里面有名的，你就会跟神在一起。
If not, you'll be thrown in a lake of fire and suffer forever.
如果没有的话，你就会在火湖里面永远受苦。
So the word perish means this.
所以灭亡就是这样的意思。
A person's name is forever blot out from the love of God's heart.
灭亡就是这个人的名字永远跟神的爱隔绝，跟神的爱分离。
It's just like the earthly father.
就好像我们在地上的父亲。
He have given up on his children.
他放棄了他的小朋友。
They blot their name out of the family register as if they were never been born again.
好像他們從來都沒生過這樣。
There's no opportunity for people to seek God's repentance after the great white throne judgment.
所以在白色大寶座之後再沒有機會去悔改。
But the second promise in John 3:16You believe Jesus, you have eternal life.
第二个确定就是你有永生，信耶稣的话。
What is eternal life?
咩系永生呢
？Eternal life, living forever with God.
永生就是永远同神喺埋一齐。
Jesus said, verse 3, unless that you're born again, you shall not see the kingdom of God.
喺第三節已經講到啦，如果你冇永生嘅話，就冇可能見到神嘅國。
This means if you're born again in Jesus, you will have the opportunity to see Jesus. I mean, see God in person.
咁啊，就係如果你信主重生嘅話咧，你就有機會同神喺埋一齊啦。
So what does it mean to live forever with God?
咁同神喺埋一齊究竟係咩意思咧？
We get some idea in John chapter 14, verse 1 and 4.
在約翰福音14節那裡 有講14章。
The night before Jesus was crucified, he comforted his disciples saying this.
在耶穌被賣之前那一夜，他同門徒這樣講。
Let your heart not be troubled. Trust in God, also trust in me.
這樣呢，你要信神的話，就要信我了。
He said, my father's house got many, many rooms or mansions.
在我神的國裏面有很多很多的房間。
I'm going to prepare a place for you.
我會為你準備地方。
And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'm going to come back and take you to where I am.
如果為你準備地方的話，我會回來將你帶過去。
In other words, Jesus said, heaven has lots of room.
神就跟我們說，天堂有很多的房間。
And he went ahead and prepared for a place for each one of the believers right here.
他在天堂裡面為我們每一個信主的人都預備好我們的房間。
And his timing, he'll come back and take all the believers there with him.
根據他的時間，他會再回來將我們帶走。
See, heaven is a real place.
天堂是一個真實的地方。
He gives us a detailed description in chapter 21 of Revelation.
在啟示錄裡面有一章有很詳細的描述。
I recommend you take time, read it in detail so you know what you are going to get.
你回家可以詳細地看看第二十一章，可以了解一下天堂。
For one thing, it's a beautiful place.
是一個很靚的地方，天堂。
In the description of the New Jerusalem in 21, it says, it comes down from heaven like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband.
啟示錄第二十一章裡面講新耶路撒冷從天上面降臨，好似一個新婦咁。
What Jesus is talking about, there's no...More beautiful sight than see a beautiful bride walking down the aisle to marry to her husband.
在人世裡面最美好的就是同一個新娘來到同佢嘅新郎結婚。
Our new home is beautiful.
咁啊，話俾我哋聽，我哋嘅新嘅屋企會係好靚嘅。
And there can be a large room.
裡面有好多好多房間。
Because in Revelation 21 verse 15 it says the Jerusalem is built on the square.
佢二十一章裡面話俾我哋聽，新耶路撒冷係一個正方形。
You know, there's 1,400 miles long, 1,400 miles wide, and 1,400 miles high.
長寬高都係1,400米。
I didn't say that. Look it up, okay?
唔係我講㗎，你自己可以睇下第廿一章。
I work it out mathematically.
我自己又翻屋企計下。
There is 3 billion cubic miles.
喺三億個cubic miles 裡面有。
Lots of rooms.
好多好多地方。
So don't worry, there will be room for you when the time you're ready to go up there.
不用擔心，你到天堂的時候一定有地方給你住。
And that, not only that, the good news of living with God forever, not only going to be a beautiful place, but also we're going to live with God with a new body.
還有一個好消息就是不是只有新的房間，還有我們有新的身體。
You're not going to exist like a gasp of the gold flying around, you're going to have a real, real body.
唔係好似啲遊魂野鬼咁飄來飄去，我哋有一個新嘅身體。
Paul told us in Philippians chapter 3 verse 19 and 21。
喺保羅喺聖經裏面咁大話俾你聽。
At the right time, Jesus will come to change our lowly body, the body we're born with, to have a glorious body like His。
佢會嚟到地上，將我哋嘅身體改變成為榮耀嘅身體。
If you read the gospel, remember what Jesus resurrected body like.
如果你記得耶穌復活嘅時候，佢嘅身體係有一個身體喺度嘅。
It's almost like watching a Star Wars movie.
好似睇緊星球大戰咁。
It can go through the wall.
佢可以穿牆過壁。
And when he went back to heaven, he said, "Hop on the cloud and go up."
佢上升天嘅時候，跳上個雲就升咗天啦。
No more elevators.
唔使升降機嘅。
No more airplanes.
唔使飛機嘅。
I didn't say that.But that's what the Bible says.
唔係我講，你自己睇下聖經就知啦。
And then Paul went ahead to give us a little bit more description in chapter 15 of Corinthians.
喺聖經裏面，保羅再俾多啲嘅提示我哋。
It's a lot of detail, but I just give you some summary right here.
我就俾一個總結大家。
He says our body is soon born in natural body.
我哋喺原生嘅身體。
It will raise in a spiritual body.
由一個靈性嘅身體裡面引起。
What is spiritual body look like? I don't know exactly.
咩叫靈體咧？我就唔好清楚啦。
But our natural body is perishable, die and decay.
因為我哋而家嘅肉體係可以朽壞嘅。
Our new body will not be perishable; will be permanent.
我哋新嘅身體係永恆嘅，唔會朽壞嘅。
And in verse 50, First Corinthians chapter 15:50, he say, "Blood, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God." This means our new body will be different form of physically.
聖經裡面講到人嘅肉體、血氣嘅肉體係唔能夠承受神嘅國，所以
定係靈。Even kind of flesh, and
所以我哋有肉體，但係唔會係好似而家咁嘅。
One thing for sure, Jesus say in that day that we will have no more pain, no more sickness, and no more dying.
喺嗰個時候，我哋新嘅肉體裡面係唔會有痛，唔會有疾病，亦都唔會再會有死亡。
When is this going to happen?
咁幾時先發生咧
？He say when the last trumpet call.
係最後一個號角吹起嘅時候。
In the flash of a twinkle of an eye, our body will change.
喺一轉眼嘅瞬間，我哋嘅身體就會改變。
And Paul gave us more detail about this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18.
喺聖經裏面，保羅就俾我哋多一啲嘅描述。
He said, "On God's chosen time."
喺神預定嘅時間。
Jesus will appear visibly on a cloud.
神會喺天上嘅雲裏面顯現。
He gave a command with loud voice like an archangel.
好似天使長咁喺天上面會俾
個 trumpet will sound
嗰個號角會吹起。
At that moment, all the death will be risen.
所有嘅死人都會復活。
All the dead in Christ, that is Christian, will be risen.
所有死人喺基督耶穌裏面嘅會復活。
And if they come today, then you say hallelujah because we don't have to die, but we just follow them after they went up.
如果今日咧，我哋其實就唔使擔心，可以去隨住佢哋咁樣復活。
Now, isn't that exciting?
係咪真係好好
開心？I hope you're excited because the promise is more than you read in John 3:16.
其實聖經裡面講咗好多，除咗三章十六節裏面，其實好多嘅描述。
So next question: Who able to receive this great promise from God?
咁下一個問題就係邊個先可以應許啲咁嘅接受啲咁嘅應許咧？
The verse says, "Whoever believes."
所有信嘅人就可以承受呢個應許。
No matter what kind of nationality you belong to.
唔理你係咩國籍。
You're fat or skinny.
唔理係肥定瘦。
You're rich or poor.
唔理係窮定有錢。
Or whoever you are.
邊個都好。
You have the privilege to accept God's promise in John 3:16.
只要你相信，就可以承受三章十六節裡面講嘅。
You see, the Jewish people misunderstood God's purpose for making them the special covenant called God's people.
其實猶太人佢有啲誤會，就係神將佢立為神嘅選民嘅時候。
What God has in mind was
神其實係咁樣諗嘅。
To use the Jewish people to show the rest of the people of His love, mercy, and grace.
神要透過猶太人佢嘅選民嚟到彰顯佢嘅愛同埋佢嘅榮耀。
To draw them unto God Himself.
將其他萬國去到引到神嘅面前。
That's what they say in Isaiah.He said, they're supposed to be the light to the Gentile, but showing how good God is to all these people, so people will come to become God's people.
作為神的選民，他們是作為地上的光，將去外邦人引領到神的面前。
That's why Paul told us in Romans chapter 10, there's no difference between the Jew or Gentile.
所以在羅馬書裡面，保羅告訴我們聽，外邦人和猶太人是沒有分別的。
The same Lord is the Lord for all, riches bless those who call upon His name.
都係同一個神。
And everybody call His name will be saved.
所有求呼求神嘅名嘅都會得救。
So the next thing we want to ask a question is.
所以下一個問題我哋要問嘅係。
On what basis, what fact did Jesus told us this promise will come true?
神有咩把握要知道呢啲應許都會成真嘅咧
？It is based on the fact it say God so loved the world.
應許嘅就係因為神愛世人。
God loved the world, especially the people created is already recorded throughout the Bible.
神爱世人是整本圣经里面你都可以看到的。
But you ever wonder why the English translation God so loved the world?
在英文里面，佢话神爱世人 so loved the world。
You ever ask a kid, do you like ice cream?
你有冇问下小朋友你中唔中意食雪糕
？Oh, I love it so much。
佢会话好中意，好中意。
God's love is so high, so wide, so deep, is undescribable in human words.
神的爱是长阔高深，好深厚，所以佢好爱好爱呢个世界。
So God show us how much He loves us in what He does.
所以神就系俾世人睇到佢有几爱佢。
In fact, from page one to the last page of the Bible, it talk about how much God loves us. That's why some people call the Bible a love letter from God.
由聖經的第一章到最後一頁都是講到神的愛，所以有些人說這個是神寫給人的一封愛情的信。
Let me give you a couple of examples.
我給一些例子大家。
God shows His love in His creation.
神很愛祂 的創造物。
When you read the creation account, remember God put everything in place, the sun, the moon, the fish and the water and so on, before He created man.
神將太陽、月亮、地上的走物都安置好才創造人。
When you think about it carefully, God had made a perfect habitat for man to live before He created man.
神将这个地上的一切美好都做好，先正装造人。
And when you read it carefully, in those days you don't have to water the plant, they say the water is just coming from the ground and plant just grows by itself. There's no weed to pull, all the fruit and everything just grow for our use.
那时候美好的地方就是你都不需要将除杂草，水也都会自己淋到植物裏面生長。
And God showed how much He loved the man, the people He created, but how He created the first man.
神亦都從亞當第一個人，佢俾佢睇到佢嘅幾愛我哋。
And everything else God created, He just spoke the word.
神只係用講就可以有人嘅存在。
But when He created Adam, He did it differently.
他講的時候，佢創造亞當嘅時候，佢唔係淨係講。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, it says God.Form, loving His own hand, make the body of Adam.
神是用人，就是用手来做人的。
And He breathed into the nostril of Adam His own breath of life.
他用他的灵气吹入人的身体里
面。Adam became a living being.
亚当就有了生命了。
Not only did God show us that He loved us in creation, He said so in His own word in many places in the Bible.
不是只是做出嚟，神喺好多聖經裏面都講到係佢點樣愛呢個世界嘅人。
Let me give you a picture in Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17。
喺我哋聖經裏面再俾個例子你睇。
He said, "The Lord your God is with you."
神與你同在。
He's mighty to save.
佢好拯救你。
He'll take great delight in you. He really likes you.
佢好喜歡你。
And He will quiet you with His love.
佢會用愛去擁護你。
And listen when he says, He will rejoice over you with singing.
他爱你的程度会是唱歌来到。
When I read that, I pictured what happened is this.
我们想想究竟究竟怎样一个图案呢?
Like the father, hopefully some of you do. Like the father was carrying a crying baby, rocking him and singing to him, making him sleep. That's the picture.How God loves you.
在我脑海里面的图案就好像一个新生爸爸抱着一个 BB 在路上抱着，一路摇着他，一路在路唱歌。
And God shows how much He loves us in His redemptive work.
神在这个圣经里面的话语就告诉我们，他有多么爱我们。
You know, Jesus Christ's crucifixion is not an afterthought.
所以耶稣基督钉十字架不是一个后面才想出来的补救办法。
The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18 to 20,
彼得前書聖經裡面已經講到，
He said that you and I are not saved by perishable things like gold and silver.
你同我唔係淨係可以用金銀嚟到買嘅救贖。
With the precious blood of Jesus.
係用耶穌基督嘅寶血嚟買嘅。
The Lamb of sacrifice.
係一個神嘅羔羊。
Listen what He said in verse 20.
喺第二十節係點講？
He was chosen before the foundation of the world, before the world was created.God has already got a plan in place to bring us back to Him in case that we run away from Him.
在創世以先，神已經有這個救贖的安排，祂已經估到人會有去犯罪離開祂。
God so loved us, So we not perish but have eternal life.
神爱我哋，所以我哋可以有永生嘅生命。
He loved us so much, he showed us by what he does.
佢喺永生里面话俾我听，我哋会点做。
So now we can take a look at the next question. Since everything that God promised is hinged on the fact that Jesus, who claimed who he is.
所以神嘅救赎里面好重要嘅一点就系。耶稣基督究竟是不是他讲他是神呢？
Remember we read earlier in verse 13?
在第十三章的时候，你记不记得他讲到呢？
He said, no one ever went to heaven except the one came down from heaven, the Son of Man. In other words, Jesus said, he was with God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, he came from heaven.
他说没人在天上，没人去过天堂，但是呢只有在天上下来的人才知道天堂的事。
Therefore, he knows exactly how much God loves us.
所以他在天上来，所以知道神有多爱我们。
He knows exactly what God will do to extend his love and save us.
他在天上来，所以 他知道神在多爱我们，还有他会怎样去爱我们。
So he told us in verse 14-15, just like Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert,So the Son of Man must be lifted up.
所以十四节里面讲，佢都讲到摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。
So he say, if you believe in him.
所以佢话，如果你相信佢嘅话
，After his crucifixion, look up on the cross.
佢钉十字架之后，你向十字架定睛望，
you have eternal life.
你就有永生。
Since everything that he promised in John 3:16.Is hinged on the fact that Jesus is who he claimed he is.
如果三章十六节里面有份三上面讲嘅，一定要系神耶稣讲嘅，就系一定要系佢系神嘅。
So you and I today got to be certain that Jesus, he is the promised Messiah, the Son of Man. He's also the Son of God.
所以我一定要肯定佢嘅系尼赛亚，系神嘅儿子。
You know the Bible have 66 books.
在圣经里面有66卷书
，written by 30 more plus human authors，
有三十几个作者。
It takes 1,500 years to formulate it，
1,500 年去写。
They have 30,442 verses，
三万几章经嘅经节。
It's like 1,000 pieces of jigsaw puzzle，
好似啲砌图案。
When you put everything what God said in the Bible together，
你砌埋一齐嘅时候，就系成为呢本圣经。
You see the picture of Jesus，
你就会睇到耶稣基督喺里面。
So first, let's take a look at some biblical proof that Jesus is the promised Messiah.
我哋睇下点先知道耶稣基督就系圣经里面讲嘅尼赛亚。
The first one is Genesis 3:15.
喺首先我哋睇下创世记。
After Adam and Eve sinned against God, God cursed Eve and the serpent.
喺亚当夏娃犯罪之后，神就诅咒啲蛇同埋女人。
The seed of the woman and the seed of The serpent will be forever hostile to each other.
So Adam's 嘅後裔同蛇都會係成為對敵對嘅。
And the seed, the woman will crush the head of the serpent, mean Satan.
神嘅女人嘅後裔會壓住蛇嘅頭。
The seed, the serpent, or the bite, the heel of the seed of woman, always give it the trouble. In other words,
蛇會咬佢嘅腳踭。
He said, one day, this person coming from the woman.Will destroy Satan.
佢会话呢个人喺神喺女人度嚟嘅，会毁灭呢个蛇。
See, normally when talk about descendant offspring, we talk about between offspring between a man and a woman.
通常我哋话人嘅下一代就系人男同女嘅下一代。
The Bible says, but is the seed the offspring of the woman?
系呢度喺圣经里面讲系下一代系女人嘅下一代。
No mention about man.
冇讲到男人喎。
This means God is prophesying that the Messiah will come by a miraculous virgin birth.
So here, 就已经参考到呢个人会嚟嘅时候，系同一个系超自然嘅童女受精生嘅尼赛亚。
So 700 years before Jesus was born.
咁七百年之前，耶稣出生之前。
Isaiah in chapter 7 saying that there will be a sign.A son will be born of a virgin, and his name will be Emmanuel, God with us.
所以以赛亚书已经讲到，佢嘅名叫做会有童贞女受精生子，佢名叫做尼赛亚。
A thousand years before Jesus was born, God prophesied through Jacob in Genesis chapter 49.
1000年，耶穌出生1000年，喺聖經裏面都係咁講。
It's customary when the head of the family is about to die, he blesses everybody in the family.
佢祝福每一個家庭裏面嘅人。
When he come to Judah,
佢嚟到猶太地嘅時候
，He say the scepter, the ruling staff will never depart from Judah.
佢話佢嘅杖唔會離開猶大。
This means a king who rule forever will be one of the descendants from Judah.
所以佢話會統領猶大嘅都係猶太人。
And then 900 years before Jesus was born.
900年前耶穌基督出生之前。
God through the prophet Nathan told David, who was from the tribe of Judah, that this Messiah will be one of his own descendants.
佢同大衛王Nathan 同大衛王咁講，佢話你嘅後裔都會統領呢個世界。
And then in Luke chapter 1 verse 26-33, Christmas story, Joseph, who's the husband of Mary, was the descendant of David from the son of Nathan.
喺路加福音裏面，你睇到約瑟耶穌嘅爸爸就係其中一個喺大衛王落嚟嘅子孫。
And in Micah chapter 5 verse 2, 500 years before Jesus was born.
在尼加書裏面講到500年前，
Jesus will be born from Bethlehem.
就話耶穌會喺伯利恆出生。
In chapter 2, Luke, we learn that the emperor of Rome who did not like the Jew or know anything about Christianity.
喺聖經裏面就講嗰羅馬帝國好多唔中意猶太人嘅人咧
，decided to have a empire-wide censor.
準備喺一個統計全個國家裏面嘅人口。
That means everybody got to go to their hometown to register.
就係每一個人都要翻到去原居地嗰度登記。
And Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem, their hometown register. There was Jesus was born.
佢哋就翻到去原居地登記，嗰個時候就係耶穌出生嘅時候。
You see, all these writers have no occasion to talk to each other to make sure the story of Jesus turn out the way they want to.
所以聖經裏面依啲一切加起嚟，就成為耶穌基督嘅故事。
Yet all the prophecy fulfilled on Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection took place exactly when the Bible says it will be.
所以聖經裏面預言尼賽亞嘅出生、死亡同埋復活都係同佢裏面寫嘅非常吻合。
It happened because God said so.
點解會咁樣發生？因為神嘅旨意呢係。
In 2 Timothy 3:16, they say the Bible written by God's inspiration using human authors.
聖經裏面講到聖經係神嘅默示。
So Jesus was the promised Messiah, no question about it.
所以耶穌基督係尼賽亞係唔可以置疑嘅一個事實。
What about Jesus being the Son of God?
耶穌係神嘅兒子，究竟邊度講
到咧？I don't have time to give you all the example I have, but I tell you all the miracles that he did, like cleansing the leper.Like calming the storm, feeding the 5,000, all these things cannot be done unless he was from God.
所以耶穌基督喺行嘅所有神蹟奇事，五餅與魚平定風雨，呢啲都係只有神嘅兒子先可以做得到嘅。
Most important of all, Easter is around the corner. The resurrection of Jesus proved Jesus from God.
最重要嘅就係耶穌基督嘅復活。
He said, "Well, here."Show up to his disciples. They, you know, they just make up the story.
其實佢哋啲可能啲門徒自己作出嚟嘅故仔嚟嘅啫。
But Paul told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 6, 500 people had been witness of Jesus' resurrection. Were still alive by the time Paul was around.
聖經裏面記載，保羅亦都係咁講，就話除咗佢啲門徒之外，仲有500人睇到耶穌基督復活。
Why this important?
點解咁重要咧
？Because Dr. Luke, who wrote the book of Acts and the Gospel of Luke,
因為路加博醫生佢喺寫路加福音同埋使徒行傳嘅時候
，when he traveled along with Paul,
佢同保羅周圍傳道嘅時候
，had the opportunity to interview many of these people in the formulation of the Gospel and Book of Acts.
所以佢同好多真正目睹過耶穌基督復活嘅人傾過，先會寫得出佢嘅。使徒行傳。
It's important to understand that Jesus is the Messiah and the Son of God.
所以佢明白神係耶穌基督係神嘅兒子。
As the Messiah, fully human, he can take our place, take our sin on the cross.
作為一個人，佢可以喺 钉十字架可以代替我哋嘅罪。
As the Son of God, He has authority to forgive us.
作为一个神，佢可以免去我哋嘅罪。
So Jesus fulfilling the biblical prophecy.
所以耶稣基督就系完成咗呢个圣经里面嘅预言。
Not only prove that He is who He claimed to be.
唔系净系话佢系佢自己话自己系。
The Lord and Savior of mankind.
系佢呢个世界嘅救赎主。
But more importantly, he's also proved the Bible is genuine God's word.
亦都证明咗圣经里面嘅记载系真实嘅。
Listen carefully.
细心听一下。
If God made good on what He said of Jesus,
如果神喺圣经里面讲嘅耶稣基督系真嘅
，He will make good on what He had promised us in John 3:16.
佢喺约翰福音三章十六节里面讲，我哋应许亦都会系成为事实。
Eternal life is reality.
永生是一个真实的
not wishful thinking.
不是只是我们幻想出来的
Do you hear what I say?
你明不明白呢?
With this great understanding and news, what are you going to do about it?
今天你知道这个真理的时候，你会准备做什么呢?
I have two challenges.
我有两个挑战给大家。
The first one is to you believers, my fellow Christians.
第一个是给我们的在这里已经信主的基督徒。
The Bible says, in Christ you became God's children.
圣经里面说我们成为了神的儿女
My challenge to you is live like one.
我挑战大家就是活出基督的样式成为神的儿女
Jesus said for those who follow me God to deny himself pick up the cross and follow me
所有信耶稣基督的都要拾起十字架来到跟从他
This means we Christians have made a very definite decision to put the world that we know the way we live behind usAnd concentrate, look ahead to live the life the way God wants us to live for His purpose and for our good.
我哋要摒弃呢个世界上嘅事情，嚟到定睛去跟随佢，活出神要我哋喺地上活出嘅样式。
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 24-27,
马太福音七章廿一节里面咁讲。
At the end of the great lesson called the Sermon on the Mount,
系一个登山宝训之后，佢咁讲。
He said, "You know all this truth."All the Bible that you study, you study it, you understand what it said.
你读咁多圣经，你都知道发生，你都圣经系真实嘅。
You would be wise if put it to use in your life.
你要听道同埋行道，咁先正系有智慧。
Like building a house on a rock.
好似将一个房屋建筑喺磐石上面。
Otherwise, absolutely do you no good.
如果唔系嘅话，就冇乜作用噶啦。
And if you are non-Christian today.
如果你今日仲未相信主嘅话
，You need to make a choice.
你要做一个决定
，to have eternal life or not.
究竟要唔要接受呢个永生咧
？By not making a choice,
唔作呢个决定嘅时候
，You already make a choice for not having eternal life.
其实你已经做咗个决定，就系失去呢个永生。
And Jesus once again in Matthew 7 verse 13-14,
喺马太福音七章十五节、十四节
，He encouraged us to make a choice.
佢叫我哋赶快去做呢个决定。
He said, "There's two roads."
两个地方两个
One is gates wide, and the road is broad. Many people on it, they end up into eternal death.
一条宽阔的道路是导向死亡和灭亡的
Standing away, the gate is small and the road is narrow. Only few people got into it.
去永生的道路是窄路来的，只有很少的人可以找到。
Do you find life?
找到生命。
I have told you very clearly.
我今天跟大家很清楚地讲出。
God loved you so much.
神爱世人
He even gave us His only Son.
就是俾他嘅独生子给我哋
And He wants you.
佢要我哋
To spend eternity with Him.
系永生同佢喺埋一齐
The choice is yours.
嗰个选择系我哋嘅
Otherwise, when you stand in front of great white throne,
如果唔系到第日我哋喺个白色大宝座面前
you cannot tell Jesus.
你不可以跟耶稣基督说
that you did not know.
我什么都不知道
Because George Lim have told you very clearly, you long today to exactly what God has promised.
因为今天林牧师已经跟你说得很清楚所以
My desire is that to see every one of you up there, we're going to start a new church called CPC in heaven, okay?
我就想跟大家即成立一个新的教会在天堂那里 CPC in heaven.
God bless you.
神祝福大家。
Have a good day.
大家
Thank you, Michael.
谢谢